Hi, Noel.
Hello.
Hi, so could you please tell us a few things about this celebrations for International Peace Day that will be starting here in Oroville on Wednesday?
Sure. Well, we actually started first doing this last year. It was the first time we really did a more organized Peace Day celebration. So it is an International Peace Day, which is started through the United Nations, and it's been going on for many years. So I was doing some research on peace, as well as Shivaya and Jaya has done a lot of work with peace activities throughout the history in Oroville, as well as with the Unity Pavilion and now the Hall of Peace with the Peace Table. So the idea was just to start slowly bringing in more elements of peace and to explore peace in the aspect of Oroville. What does Oroville and also Sri Aurobindo and Mother have to offer towards this celebration of peace, but also the work towards building more peace in the world? So this year we're going to have, starting on Wednesday, which is the 21st of September, we're going to have an afternoon of some activities on that day. Some of them are going to be, we'll have a little bit of an art project for children and for adults as well in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But first there is a short sort of presentation given at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that is going to be done by Shivaya and Rima, who work here in the Unity Pavilion. So they'll start out with that and just do a presentation and introduction about International Peace Day and where it's come from, and also just a little bit more information about the activities to come. It is International Peace Day, but the idea is to try to do an International Peace Month. So the youth in Oroville through Youth Link are going to be involved, and they will have some, most likely some activities throughout the month from September 21st to October 21st. They're not all scheduled right now, but for the first day, we're going to have a short combination meditation for peace, as well as sounds of peace, which is going to be done by Aurelio from Svaram. So he's going to bring in elements of sound dealing with peace. And then, yeah, this little artistic exploration, creation with children and also teachers and adults. So that'll be the pretty much the afternoon of the 21st. There are going to be some other displays put up that'll have information on peace, where I'm compiling some quotes by the Mother and Sri Aurobindo that are focusing on peace. So that will be here for the month for people to sort of read and reflect on. And then throughout the month, we'll see what we can organize as well, some other activities that we'd like to do, depending on what time we have. Each of us are very busy, so we'll see if we have some videos to offer about peace, as well as some other activities or events with the youth, as well as things that we're coming up with on our own.
Mm-hmm. So it's still quite open.
Yeah, it's quite flexible, and if anybody has certain ideas that they would like to do something relating to peace during the month, then the Unity Pavilion and the Hall of Peace is open to being available or made available for that specifically. So it does depend on the schedule, because they have other activities going on as well, mm-hmm. and the space, but we're open to having more sort of an infusion of peace-related themes and activities throughout the month. And yeah, it's now that the Hall of Peace is established, because it's relatively new and the Peace Table is here, we'd hope to kind of build up a center of activities that can grow peace in various ways, which is not just relating to, you know, the absence of war and violence, which is one part of it around the world, of course. And it's very necessary that we focus on bringing peace to that, but it's also about going to the deeper side, the inner side of peace, and what does that mean spiritually? How do we create that? How do we bring that into Oroville itself, and then also into the villages more and more around us, and really become sort of a center more for this, for India and for the world. Mm-hmm. But we're really just at the beginning phase of that. So
right.
We'll need to get a lot more involvement from people in Oroville and from around the world to participate and see how we can join together and network and also build new ways of exploring what peace is and how does it really manifest in life.
So looking forward to this beautiful month ahead of us here in Oroville.
Yeah.
To collectively learn about the peace and to bring it into our daily lives. Yeah. Thank you, Noel, so much for sharing this with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thanks.